Targov listened carefully. At the end of Burton's explanation, Targov nodded. Much like my plan. Now...
Chapter 16. The next day, shortly after breakfast, several guards came for Burton and Frigate. Targov looked hard at Burton, who knew what Targov was thinking. Nothing could be done except to march off to Göring's palace. He was seated in a big wooden chair and smoking a pipe. He asked them to sit down and offered them cigars and wine.
"Every once in a while," he said, "I like to relax and talk with somebody besides my colleagues who are not overly bright. I like especially to talk with somebody who lived after I died and to men who were famous in their time. I have few of either type so far."
"Many of your Israeli prisoners lived after you," Frigate said.
"Ah, the Jews," Göring airily waved his pipe. "That is the trouble. They know me too well. They are sullen when I try to talk to them, and too many have tried to kill me for me to feel comfortable around them. Not that I have anything against them. I don't particularly like Jews, but I had many Jewish friends."
Burton reddened.
Göring, after sucking on his pipe, continued. "Der Führer was a great man, but he had some idiocies. One of them was his attitude towards Jews. Myself, I cared less. But the Germany of my time was anti-Jewish, and a man must go with a zeitgeist if he wants to get any place in life. Enough of that. Even here a man cannot get away from them."
He chatted on for a while and asked Frigate many questions concerning the fate of his contemporaries and the history of post-war Germany.
"If you Americans had had any political sense, you would have declared war on Russia as soon as we surrendered. We would have fought with you against the Bolshevik, and we would have crushed them."
Frigate didn't reply. Göring then told several funny, very obscene stories. He asked Burton to tell him about the strange experience he had had before being resurrected in the valley. Burton was surprised. Had Göring learned about this from Kaz, or was there an informer among the slaves? He told in full detail everything that had happened between the time he opened his eyes to find himself in the place of floating bodies to the instant when the man in the aerial canoe pointed the metal tube at him. The extraterrestrial monad has a theory that some beings, call them whomever or X, have been observing mankind since he ceased to be an ape, for at least 2 million years. These super beings have, in some manner, recorded every cell of every human being that ever lived from the moment of conception, probably to the moment of death. This seems a staggering concept, but it is no more staggering than the resurrection of all humanity and the reshaping of this planet into one river valley. The recordings may have been made when the recordees were living, or it may be that these super beings detected vibrations from the past, just as we on Earth saw the light of stars, as they had been 1,000 years before. Monat, however, inclines to the former theory. He doesn't believe in time travel, even in a limited sense. Monat believes that the X's stored these recordings. How, he doesn't know. But this planet was then reshaped for us. It is obviously one great river world. During our journey upriver, we've talked to dozens whose descriptions leave no doubt that they come from widely scattered parts, from all over. One was from far up in the northern hemisphere, another far down in the southern. All the descriptions fall together to make a picture of a world that has been reworked into one zigzagging river valley. The people we talked to were killed or died by accident here, and were resurrected again in the areas we happened to be traveling through. Monat says that we resurrectees are still being recorded, and when one of us dies again, the up-to-the-minute recordings are being placed somewhere, maybe under the surface of this planet, and played into energy-matter converters. The bodies were reproduced as they were at the moment of death, and then the rejuvenating devices restored the sleeping bodies, probably in that same chamber in which I awoke. After this, the bodies, young and whole again, were recorded and then destroyed, and the recordings were played out again, this time through devices under the ground. Once more, energy-matter converters, probably using the heat of this planet's molten core as energy, reproduced us above the ground near the Grailstones.
I don't know why they are not resurrected a second time in the same spot where they died, but then I don't know why all our hairs were shaven off, or why men's facial hairs don't grow, or why men were circumcised and women made virgins again, or why we were resurrected. For what purpose? Whoever put us here has not shown up to tell us why.